in Hampshire. This friend that was visiting me last week had gone up to her daughter's in Fairfax up in the northern part of the state. Well, I got to be a lot easier now. I called her for 4 days and nobody answered the telephone. She lives alone in an apartment and nobody would hear her telephone ringing because it is an apartment to itself. Mm-hmm. She's there close to people, but still. So I told her when she was here last week, I said, now don't you go off anymore and not call me. So she called me real early this morning. You had just driven off. And she called and she said, I'm going to Wichita Falls today to be gone a few days. I said, don't worry about it. Uh-huh. It kind of distresses you when you know somebody could fall and...
Yes.
And fall and this, feeble.
This aunt. Well, she's not old and feeble, but she's alone now, and she and her husband have been just like that. No children for 41 years now. They've been just like twins. Mm-hmm. And he had his final heart attack last Monday. That is a week from last Monday. Well, what do you put in oyster stew?
In a what?
In an oyster stew.
Milk and butter and salt, pepper, and oysters. That's about all. You can put other things, but I think that's the plain oysters with the cream. Mm-hmm. I prefer the cream to milk and butter. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it just gives a nicer butter. A little thickening of some kind.
You can do that on the farm. There are many advantages. What do you call the part of a tree that's down under the ground?
Roots.
And those things across the bushes outside, you go out in the morning, you brush into them and wipe them.
Cobwebs.
Yeah. Oh, I hate those things in the morning, particularly if I get up early to go fishing or something, and I'm not quite awake, my eyes don't work, and I get out there and get entangled. If you go out to have dinner, well, let's say you go in to have the Blue Plate special, and you see old collard greens on the menu on the Blue Plate special, and among the vegetables there are spinach. Let's say you prefer spinach.
Collard greens, yes.
So you'd ask the waitress what?
To give me the spinach instead. Mm-hmm. Place of collard greens or spinach. I learned to eat the collards very well.
I was introduced to kale in the Army. Oh, I got so I like that stuff.
Yeah, the kale is pretty good. Now that's what they grow in Scotland.
The other people couldn't stand it, but I loved it. When we had kale, I'd get a great big mound of it. Oh, I thought that was dandy. If someone does something that you don't like, let's say another woman acts in a way you don't like, what might you say?
I don't like that way of doing things. You should say that's just a very common expression, and it does emphasize the fact mm-hmm. that you are not approving of it at all. I don't know. I guess to say it in a way that
there's not much they can take offense at.
No mistake about your way you feel about it.
Let's see. This is August the 22nd.